not, but he should be Mahara believer.
Rabbi Mora Bazoiva writes Vila. Tidava Shatibara Sukimboy.
When it comes to davening,
there's a Tetibras Isaac and Vila Utanan. We'll learn the Mishnah later. For your aim, Medvatvila. If somebody thought that that's davening from an Esri, then he's Kashu Bakeri, and he remembered in the middle of davening that he's a Bakeri. So the Kurat of Bakeri is not a lot of davening. Is a din loyist. You shouldn't stop davening there. Eli Yakasa. Make each bracha short and finish davening. So the beer. Time more to Yaskol. Why can he finish because he already started the davening? Hola Yaskol. Master of the Balkari did not start the davening yet. Lo Yaskol. He should not start davening. Ah, you have the kasha. The seed was davening. It's not nice. He should be sitting doing nothing when the seed was davening. So if he asked the reason why he's Maharan Krishma, the same throw, he should be Maharan Tfil also. The Rashi, Eli Yakasir, Kol Bracha Bracha. Every Bracha should make sure. So tomorrow, Shani Tfilah is less from Alpha Shemayim. I'll tell you, Tfilah is not so important, because there is not an Alpha Shemayim. It's after by Kriya Shema, there's a Tzibah being the Kabbalah of Alpha Shemayim. That's not nice if you're sitting Yeshiva Adoyim. But Shaykh and Tfilah is not so important as Kabbalah of Alpha Shemayim. Because tomorrow, that's the Svara. For Reidrucha Samoza Liachra, benching, the less they make Alpha Shemayim, there is no union of Alpha Shemayim by benching. Utanan, our Mishnah says, Al-Hamoza Mavorah Liachra. That he's allowed to bench afterwards. And how was he allowed to bench afterwards? Only the hero. So the kasher is according to Rav Chizda, that hero is allowed to be the dummy. So when he benches, the hero is not the kind of mitzvah benching. So the guy, what should he bench for? We're saying now the only reason why he's so Krishna, because he has Malchus Shemayim. So it's not nice if everybody else has Malchus, he doesn't have Malchus. But by benching, we don't have that tomorrow. So what did he should bench for hero if he's not the kind of mitzvah? So the Mar'el Malaterus is like this. Then we work with one. The Elo, the Teretz of this, Kriyishma, Ogurcha, Samosun, Viraisa. But Tfilu, the Rabbonim. The Teretz says, where the Mitzvah is the Mitzvah, Viraisa, so the Rabbonim didn't want the Balkari to be revatled the Mitzvah, Lagamri. Even though with Viri, not Yoitza, the Mitzvah, but Hiru is something. Mishnu brings down like Yoitza, Kopon, the Mitzvah, Hiru. Like you did something. So, with the Mitzvah, Viraisa, the Rabbonim said, do something, do a Hiru. Mashem came Tfilu, it's only a Chiv with the Rabbonim to daven, so they don't have to do anything. Even when you're Mahara B'Krishma or B'Rukh HaSamotim, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Now, if you mean it is Luitzi, you go to the Mikvah right afterwards, you have to say Krishma over again, or you have to bench over again. Just right now, this is the Zman HaMitzvah, you should do something called here. Said Rashi, no, it's not Al-Zerach Eretz now. Kulmaz Chayitza. Al-Zerach Eretz will pass by Tfil also. Now the Eretz is that with the Mitzvah, the Yeraitha, that we want you to do. That's Maskana. And Allah will pass it like this, that here is Lavka Divadami. If you have to be Maskan every Brach or every Tfilah, everything you say, you have to leave, be Maitzvi Mitzvah, but it has to come out of your mouth. Even though you don't hear it, he is, but as long as it comes out of your mouth, you Yaitzvah. That's called the Dibra. But with here alone, you're not Makayim the Mitzvah. And you're not Makayim Tfilah, and Krishma, and any Brachas. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda. Minayim Lebirchas Hamozin Liachriya Minatir. How do we know there's a Chiyah to bench? Midiraisa, Shinema, the prophet says, we are chalted, it's the water of Iraq. Minayin the Birchot Tatera, the Funer Minatera, how do we know the Zachi Midiraisa to make Birchot Tatera before you learn Torah? And these are the only two brachas that's Midiraisa, benching a Birchot Tatera. Shinema, the prophet says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when you say Hashem's name, Hobogoda Lulakanga, give back Shrach and give back a bracha to Hashem. So almost spoke out, the Mashah says, that the Pshat from the Ramban says in the Akdoma to Chumish, that the whole Torah is only tzirufim of Shemus of Hashem. The whole Torah should be only different ways of making up Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, that's kind of posik. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when you say Hashem's name, that means when you learn Torah, which is Hashem's name, of a good Lord Tainu, there's a chiyah to give a shvap, give a bracha back to Hashem. Now, the Rosh Sheet has learned that the chiyah may derive is even when the Yochid learn Torah. Like our Birchot Torah we make every morning, that's the Chiyah V'Diraisa. There are some Shittas we shine and learn that only means by an Aliyah. When you make a Bracha for the Tziba, when you have a Kriya Tatera, Barabim, the Bracha you make then, that's V'Diraisa. That's the Mitzvah Shittas like that. But Rosh Shittas says no. That our Bracha we make every morning, even for a Yochid, before he learns Torah, is the Chiyah V'Diraisa. Now, if you mean it is, if you're Sophic, if you made the Bracha or not, you're going to say the Bracha over again. Because the Sophic, under the right, so you have to make the Bracha over again. Omer Rav Yechon, Lomadnu Birchas HaTorah Liachreho Min Birchas HaMozim, Mikal V'Choyim. Rav Yechon wanted to say there should be a Svaron Al Kal V'Choyim that you have to make a bracha after you get finished learning Torah, Midiraita. Let's learn it out from Denshi for Birchas HaMozim. Raita, or Birchas HaMozim L'Paneho, and a Svaron when you make a Moitzi before you start eating should also be Midiraita, Min Birchas HaTorah Mikal V'Choyim. I learned it out from Birchas of Torah from a Kal V'Choyim. What are the svaros? Birchas HaTorah L'Achreho. I'll tell you there's a svaro. You have to make a bracha after you get finished learning. Min Birchas HaMozim Mikal V'Choyim. From the din that you have to bench after you get finished eating with the Kal V'Choyim. Uma Mozim Maduch when you go to eat. Shein Torah L'Ponah. Midiraita there's no chit to make a Moitzi before you start eating. But that's Zegin Torah L'Achreho when you get finished eating. You have a chiva to give back koydor, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chiva midiraita, others like Torah, by limud HaTorah, shetuna lefaneh, that we have a pasuk, Yishem HaShem Ekra. When you go to learn Torah, you have to make a bracha before, or b'zoi ein edin shetuna l'achreh, chur tzakal v'chayma, you have to make a bracha afterwards. As a birchas hamazon you don't have before, here by Torah you have before, avada you have to give afterwards. There's a svara that you see there's the biggest svara to give thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after you receive something there from before you received it. Like I mentioned, you see, before you eat the bread, you don't have to give a bracha. But after you already ate, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Levi Atayr also. If you have to make a bracha even before you start learning, treat you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu after you got finished learning. That's one svara. Right, and now we'll do the other way around also. O Birchas HaMozim Lefoneho. To say that when you make a moitzi, there should be a chiyuv. When you write so, min birchas haTorah from the chiyuv of making a bracha before you learn, mikal v'chayma. Uma haTorah, maduch b'limud haTorah, shein tun le'achreho. Midiraita by itself, the pasuk doesn't say a chiyuv to make a bracha if you get finished learning. But that's vegan tuna lefoneho from the pasuk Yishem HaShem Ekra. You have to make a birchas haTorah before you start learning. Of the zaymozin by benching. Should toy le'achreho that you have to make a bracha afterwards. Midiraita, but as I ain't a din shi'atayin lefonu, that is a story you have to make a bracha before it, by benching. You see, by birchas haTorah, you have to make a bracha before, and not afterwards. So benching that the bracha afterwards, you still have to make before it. So this story that this is shver, what kind of sushtos, one to the other, that the more soon is. But the more in equal mifra, I can ask the question on this. Ma lemozin shekeinena. You know why there's a svara to bench after you got finished eating? Because you had a tremendous amount of hanor, shekeinena. Like your mamash received, you filled yourself up, as the pasuk says. So you're chalta the savoto, you fill yourself up, that's a svara, you have to make a bracha back. Mashen came by Torah, after you learn Torah, we don't see that your mamash filled yourself up. You're not mamash full. Good, you get ruchnis and get mitzvahs, but in the sea, you're not filled up. The same way you are after reading. So there's no svara you should have to make a bracha after learning, like you have to read. Right, though? Or Mala Torah, and same thing the other way. You want to say, Maduch, you have to make a bracha by Limud HaTorah. Before learning, is who I did by benching, you have to make a moitzi before it. You want to learn from Birchas HaTorah, there's no sushto. Shekein Chayela. I tell you, you know why you have to make a bracha before you start to learn Torah? Because Torah is negated to Chayela. It's giving you Chayela Mabo. It's living for Leila. Mashenk and eating, when you eat your bread, it's only Chayesha, it's only keeping you alive in this world. But the bread is not going to keep you alive in the Mabo. There's no svarah, you have to make a bracha before you learn. Which is chai elam, there's no svarah, you have to make a bracha by a moitzi. So you can't learn out one from the other. That's where we hold, that avada hamoitzi is only mid rabbonin, and avada the bracha after limud haTorah is only mid rabbonin, there's no chi mid rais. The yoid, noch a kashin rabbi yechin is from out. So we don't have it, by kriyas haTorah we have it. Kriyas haTorah we have it. Right. Could be not. If according to the Kal V'Choyimah, there would be a chiyuv then to everybody to make a bracha afterwards. But we don't hold from the Kal V'Choyimah. So now there's no bracha at all. And if I'm, if Rav Yechon would make the chiyuv, we would hold from the Kal V'Choyimah. It's only Rav Yechon, we're not supposed to do that though. We're struggling up Rav Yechon, and we don't hold from Yechon's Kal V'Choyimah. It could be Rav Yechon himself was also with Choyimah. You're right, according to his Kal V'Choyimah, like Shittas that hold that Birchas HaTorah we bench every morning, is midiraita that there'd be a chiyuv then to say the bracha afterwards. It's just Hashem not someone which you have to say. But the marsh slugs it up, there's no limit one from the other. The reason why Birchas HaMozim you have to bench because the svara you just got filled up. You're full, so you have to give a thank you. But Hashem, you have to leave it at Torah, it's not the same much filling up, it's a different type of avar. Liyoy, we're bringing right from our mission now like you, Rabbi Yechonim. Tanan, it says, Allah of Al-Keri, Al-Mozim, Nevorach, Liyachro.
The yain and the zorah of lefonim. It says Tov is about Kerry, and he's not allowed to say brochis. So like a Moshe, brochis is also called Torah Shabbateh. He can't say brochis. So the Mishnah says he's only supposed to be Mahara in benching afterwards. But for the Moshe, Matila does have to make a brochah at all. If you, Rabbi Yerson, hold that HaMoitzi is also Midi Raisa, you should ask the Mahara and make it a Moitzi also. And HaMoitzi, you have to win a whole like your Kabbalah claim is. That about the HaMoitzi is only Midi Rabbonin, and only Bircha Satur will find it Midi Raisa, and only benching it was Midi Raisa. But one with the other, you can't mix up.
Rashi, Ki Shem Hashem Ekro, Ki Shabo Moitzi, Lefkoyach, Vedivri Shiro, Oma Lev Yisrael. Ani Yavor Tchilet. Before I say Hazinu, first I'm going to make a brocha. The Yatem Ono Afrei Omi, new answer Omi. Kishem Hashem Ekri Bebrocha, Atem Hovu Gudu Lakein, Vomi. Hoch in the forest of Masech the Yuma. This is the writer Moshe made a brocha before he went to learn. Shem Atayim Lefona, Kloima. Shloim Mitzinu Lenikim Lefurus Dvorach Lefona. We don't find any way to make a Moitzi. Toyin Liyachu Kidas Tidu Chatham Asamot Avrachto, Tzorish Atum Lefonech Yamorin. Igamifrach Matavayu. Kishata Voluma Torim in Amozoin, Igamifrach Malam Mozin Shkainena. Is it Bazundra Svari, you fill yourself up, so you have to be Savot, then you have to bench. Ugishata Voluma Mozin in Atari to Mifrach, Malam Terish Kain Chayla Mabo. Learning Terra is a Bazundra Shiva, the brings of the Chayla Mabo. There's no Raya about a Moitzi, you have to make a Moitzi. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda, Sofik Kora Triyashma, Sofik Le Kora, it's whether it's in the morning or whether it's night. Now, the Sofik, if you said Kriya Shema not, he holds Eina Faith of the Kareya. You're not required to say Kriya Shema over again. For some sake, the seals Kriya Shema is only with the Rabbonim. Vashenke, in Sofik Omer Emes Liyatid, Sofik Loy Omer, in the Sufik, you made the Broch after Kriya Shema, then Chayza V'yoymer, Emes Liyatid. You have to say over again this Broch Emes Liyatid. For the more of my time, what have you to come? He holds Kriya Shema the Rabbonim. The Chiyat to say Kriya Shema is only with the Rabbonim. Smell every Sofik Rabbonim, the Klal is Yigol Lekula. You don't have to say it over again. Vashenkin Emes V'yatsid is the Raisa. You know why? Because you'd be masked, you'd be at the shrine. And that was the Mishnah before the Matis, because Yom says, when we're at the shrine, Kol Yimei Chayecha, there's a Chiv Afkaras, you'd be at the shrine, Zay Bayoim, Zay Balayla. That's the Mitzvah of the Raisa. So how are you making your Mitzvah of the Raisa, the Tzir, the Tzir, the shrine? With the Broch of Emes V'yatsid. That's why you have a Sofik, you said Emes V'yatsid, you have to repeat it over again. That's the story. Says Rashi, Krishma the Rabbonim, Makama Porchlo. Emes Biyatsev Yeraisi, why is it Rashi? Shemaskevo Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Chiyuv of Yeraisi. The Chsiv Laman Tisko Yim Tesko Yim Mitzrayim. The Yavachiv. Shadimo Akashe, Mosse, Reb Yosef, on Reb Yudom, the Pasuk says, V'shoch V'chov V'kumecha, all the Roshes we had before. Mashem with Yeraisi, it says, V'divartabom, you have to speak in this when V'shoch V'chov V'kumecha, there's a Chiyuv when you get up and at night. Or Malay Abaya, Matrib Yudah, as well as who would give a Terexid. That is the first case with the Barta Bom, means there's a Chiyav to say Terah. Which Terah, any Terah you want. There's a Chiyav talking in the morning and at night to say Sukkim of Terah. Which Sukkim? There's no Din Midiraisa. That we say the Pashas of Krishma, it's only Midirabonim. Midiraisa, any Terah you say in the morning, Yaitzah. Tanan, we'll bring a kash for the Mishnah, Tanan, Ba'keri Mahara Beliboy. Says in the Mishnah, comes this man to say Krishma, for Ba'keri is allowed to be Mahara Beliboy. Although the aim of Mavorah, Lula Fanev, Lula Achrel. We are Amos Mavorah for Yachov, Vein Mavorah for Fono. So, Poshe, what's Chan, our Mishnah we learned till now? That was Magay, if it's Timidi Raisa, or Ba'keri has a Chiyat to Mahara. But only with the Rabbon, and he has no Chiyat. So, the Zayt says, Kuala Ba'keri could say Krishma. So, Sarai and Krishma is the Raisa Lachura. So the other way, if you hold that the Baruch of Emes V'yatsev is Midiraitzom, Levorach L'Yachreo deserves it, because it's Obakashah. What's that? Because it says, Krishma, Rabbi, you should say the Baruch L'Yachreo. About Kerish, you have to say the Baruch Emes V'yatsev. My time in Mavorach, what is for empty more terrors now? My time in Mavorach, what's the reason why should you say he should have to say the Baruch Emes V'yatsev is Midiraitzom? If because with this bracha he yotzei the mitzvah zuchus yitzias mitzrayim, and the gemara itkalei b'krishma. When the balkari says krishma, it's like yotzei 2 and 1. In the last pasha by yom, he says shalseis yitzias mitzrayim. So you speak about the yitzias mitzrayim in krishma. So he can be yotzei the mitzvah krishma and yitzias mitzrayim in krishma. Chet gemara v'neimah ho v'loy boyi ho, or v'loy good, he could say yitzias mitzrayim 2 places.
in Kriyashma or in Emes V'Yatsiv. For Gemara, let him just say Emes V'Yatsiv and not Kriyashma. Why does the Mishnah Badaska say the Bakeri should say Kriyashma? Have the Gemara, Kriyashma Difa, Difa Tati. Kriyashma is a better Zach to say. Because in Kriyashma he has two things. Zai has Kabbalah Somach Shemayim, and he has the Indian of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, Bakeri, they could only say one thing. We would rather him say Kriyashma than say Emes V'Yatsiv. But La Locha, what's Midiraisa? Only the mitzvah being Zechir to see us the Tran, that's what's Midiraisa. But the mitzvah saying Krishma, that's only Midirabon, the point of Yehuda. That's the Yehuda Shita. So Drashi this pay party, you see us Mitzrayim or Malchus Shemayim. Therefore, Bar Kerav, he has a choice which one to say, is better off saying Krishma, Yehuda 2 in 1 day. That's the Yehuda Shita. We don't hold that La Locha, we don't hold that next month, Yama. Rabbi Lezo says no. Rabbi Lezo Oma. Sofik kora kriyishma, sofik lay kora, chayziv a karei kriyishma. That's the we hold halacha. If anybody's masufik, if he said kriyishma, not, you have a chiyuv to say over again kriyishma. Mashen kein, sofik yispalo, sofik lo yispalo. If you have a sofik, whether you daven shimon esrei, you didn't daven shimon esrei, ain't a chayziv mispalo. How to blaze, you have no chiyuv to daven over again. Because tefillah is only with the rabbonin, and it's not the rabbonin, you go to kula. We have Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says no. If you have a sofik, if you daven or not, he has a svar, you should daven over again. Why? With a svar, Levayish, Yispal, Adam, Kaliyam, Kulay. In svar, a person really should be davening the whole day. And there's really nothing wrong with davening the whole day. Because what's davening? Yes, in Bakosh, from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you can ask the Seder and Seder. That's in the svar, even though usually sofik, Rabbon, and Golakula, you don't have to do the mitzvah over again or the bracha over again. By Tvila, Hatab, Yechanan, yes, you should daven over again. So I call upon him Krishma, for sure you have to daven over again, because you have to be passed on your blessing, that Krishma is your eyes. So Drashi, Chayz of the Kriya Krishma, why Kisav Reb Lezer, Krishma dir Aisi. That the Chiyav, we dash him with the Barat Sabon, means talking in these Tashas of Krishma. The Shachma of Kamecha, in the morning and at night, you have the Chiyav to say Krishma. Vashenki in Sofet Tfilu, he holds your potter, and Rabbi Yechon says, no, if you misut, if you daven or not, you should daven over again. So Drashi, Levayish, Palom, Kol Ayoin, Vilkos, Kiberlos, Potsik, Alokha, Krab Yechonin, Misotik. Palokha, Kishmu, Vavada, Yispalo. Like we'll soon see next tomorrow, there's no theory here. If a person knows he vadei davened already, then he's not allowed to daven a second time. Mashenkin, if you have a sofik, if you davened or not, then you could be semech on Rabbi Yechon's halacha to say yes, you should daven over again. But in the case where you know klor you daven, you're not allowed to daven a second time with shame chayt. There's halacha, if you want, you can daven a teres nedava. You can make a tefillah nedava if you want to. But to daven chakras twice the teres nedava, you're not allowed to. We'll see you next month. The Yomer of Yehuda Mashmuel, for you ain't mid the tefillah. Somebody was davening chakras. The Niska Shispalan remembered that he already davened chakras already. He's davening a second time. Is halacha poistic? You have to stop davening now. The afilu b'yam sabroch. Even in the middle of Shemon Esri now. But that's halacha. Once you daven once, you're not allowed to daven a second time with Teres Chayva. Because chakras is connected to Tomid. You're only allowed to bring one Tomid. You can't bring two Tomidim. So if you remember that you daven, you have to stop in the middle. You can't, that's the law, you can't mix two. You can't make half the dove and half chayva. You make the whole thing the dove, it's good. But to make half any of that, you can't do. The dove, yes, the dove you can make, yes. What? On the Mincha Marvos, and you can daven if you want to. But so, the Maestro, we don't fit. The Lachas brought down, you shouldn't daven tefillahs in the dove time. Because it brought down to daven the dove means you're doing something extra. You have to be a bar hocher, you daven no thing with kavona. If you don't daven too much kavona, Yevich says, halavai daven the three tefillahs you have to, and don't do more. So, the Maestro, we don't daven tefillahs in the dove time. But in the case where you're mesutik, if you daven or not, then the Churi should daven again. Then you have a beautiful swerve. But here, if you remember in the middle that you daven already, you have to stop. Comes davening Shabbos by Mara or Shachos and Mincha, and instead of saying after Gedashto, you start saying after Chayin Rodam Dav. Mitzki Dechel b'Shabbos, Mao Sheyigma. Is the person allowed to finish after Chayin Rodam Dav, or do you have to stop and then go back to Shmon Esrei of Shabbos? The Yom Alon, the Teretz is, Gremrin Kolois Brocha. You allow to finish no Brocha. You start out the Chaynein, you have to finish no Brocha. Chaynein Ados, you have to finish. So, it's a kasha. Here we're saying, if you realize you're daven, stop in the middle of the Brocha.
And the Gemara was kind of kasha. Okay, what's the sushto? The Zavi Ashto. Hosom Gavra Bach Yubele. Here by Shabbos, you didn't dive at Shmon Esu yet. You first started to dive. So you have a chiyot to dive in Marav now. It's Mezra Shabbos. We are born in Hudle Akruchu. Really, even on Shabbos, you should also dive in Yud Chet Brochus.
Just Mishum Terech, Mishum Matircha, they weren't much really to dive in so much. Mishum Kavet Shabbos. Aval Ochel over here, he didn't daven yet. Therefore, we start off with this bracha. We tell him continue off, finish off this bracha. All right, turn off. Continue together. Now the Gemara says, "The Omer of Yehuda, my Shmuel, his palel v'nichlus lebeis haknesses. Somebody davened already Shmuel Esrei. Now he comes into shul. Omot tzibu shemes palel, and he finds his tzibu that's davening right now Shmuel Esrei. So Lachur is like this." If he wants to daven a second Shemon Esrei, and he can mechadish, like daven, he has something new in mind, what he wants to daven for. He has a reason to daven new, he has the mechadish dover. He has a right to daven over again another Shemon Esrei with the tibur. But if he has nothing new to daven for him, then al yachsav yispal, he should not daven a second time. We need both chidushim of Yehudah and Shmuel. The Chura first, he said the opposite way. The Chura says, the two halachas. That's why more the question of Betzvicha, why you have to have both? The first it says, Oyimim is Betzvilo Benitzkar, that he davened already. He says, Poisik, stop davening. And here's Mashmi, you could daven a second time.
Daven once, but there is Chayva, you are not allowed to daven a second Chayva. So the more Betzvicha, no, I need these two Kedushim. The Yashmin, it commits just from the first Chedush, Havamina, Yochid V'Yochid. That's the shot, your first Tfilo was V'Yochid, and your second Tfilo was V'Yochid. So that's the stop, you're not getting anything.